Jesus Fix It, the Good Morning Radio Podcast with Seth and Jess.
When was it when your faith absolutely, completely, totally became real? When did the rubber meet the road? You know what I'm talking about?
Explain.
All right. Let me give you a personal experience.
That's it, my coffee.
Yes, please do. All right. Maybe that's when it happened.
When Jesus in coffee is life.
Amen to that. That is so true. When I think we've talked about this before, that I was married and divorced before, mm-hmm. right? When my marriage was ending, we were separated. And I remember driving down the road, and I was so heartbroken and heavy with worry about what was going on. We hadn't decided to divorce. We were just separated. And it was that state of limbo where you have no idea what's going to happen. Are we going to get back together? Are we going to get a divorce? If we end up getting a divorce, what's going to happen to me? And I got to be honest with you, I was being very selfish at this point. What's going to happen to me? What are my friends going to think? What is going to happen to my business? What's going to happen to me financially? All of these worries, all of these stressors. And I remember driving down the road, I was just heartbroken, crushed as an individual. Mm-hmm. There was no joy. And I remember just praying, God, you've got to show me what's going to happen here. Help me to understand. And God laid on my heart, as clear as a bell, you will be happy again. Mm-hmm. But when... My exact response to that is, okay, great. When?
Now would be good, God.
Now would be fine. Are we talking later today? Are we talking tomorrow? What are we talking? Complete silence.
Yeah.
That answer was sufficient. You will be happy again. But it was after thinking about that, it's when I realized there is nothing I can do about if we stay together or if we get divorced. At that moment, there's nothing I can do about that.
Right.
All I can do is trust God. God tells me I will be happy again. So the only thing I can do at that moment is trust God. I can't rely on my friends. I can't rely on a therapist to give, you know, to fix everything. If we get a divorce and my business goes completely belly up as a result of that, God has promised I will be happy again. In what? I don't know. But that's what I'm talking about right there. That moment, I had nothing but my faith. There was nothing in me, nothing around me, nothing that I could rely on that was going to fix the situation mm-hmm. other than God. And that is one of those, it was an extremely painful experience, but it is one of those experiences where God proved to me because of his grace and his mercy. He absolutely did not have to. But out of his grace and mercy, God proved to me his realness. Mm-hmm. God proved to me that I could trust him with everything, that I could rely on him when I had nothing else to rely on. And it strengthened me. I mean, it took a long time. It took a long time. But I remember being on a road trip like 3 years later with a buddy of mine. And I was happy, man. I mean, we ended up in divorce. Let me just say that. So we ended up in divorce. Yeah. It was a very painful experience, et cetera, et cetera. As those of you who have gone through divorce well know that it can be a brutally painful experience. But about 2.5-3 years later, I'm on a motorcycle road trip with a buddy of mine going through this gorgeous valley. The sun is setting. And I felt God, it's emotional. I felt God say, you are happy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes, you were right. I will be happy again. I'm happy now.
Yeah.
And of course, I wanted to argue. It's like, why did it take 2.5-3 years for this to happen? But
I think as believers, I think we have a journey, right? In our faith, we have... It's when we're new baby Christians, we are just so full of God's love mm-hmm. and this new journey we're embarking mm-hmm. on. And we're just so excited.
Right. A lot of energy.
We're on fire. We're just learning about God's love and right. we're just ready to explore it all.
Yeah.
But then life happens, right? Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, wait a minute. This Christian walk is supposed to be different. It's supposed to be puppies and rainbows. I accepted Christ into my heart.
Right.
And things are supposed to be different, right?
Right. And there's some preachers that will tell you that that's what it's going
to
be like.
Life is supposed to be 100% good now, right?
Nope.
And I think that's the misconception.
Oh, it's a huge misconception.
But then for a lot of us Christians also, we come to this crossroads during our faith and in our Christian walk where it's like, okay, God, what now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm faced with this divorce. I'm faced with this tragedy, this tragic loss. What, God, are you here? Are you hearing me? What, God, in your situation, mm-hmm. it was the divorce. I've been there too. For me, it was divorce. It was losing my dad. It was what, God, what else? For me, it was two divorces.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, just like you, I was on my knees praying. I was in a big, big state of depression. Then the anxiety set in. And I'm like, God, what would you have me do? I am a believer. I tithe. I go to church. I pray. Is that not enough? Why are you not moving? And the whole time he was moving,
yeah,
but not the way I wanted him to.
Yeah.
And it's not until you get to the other side of things, you can look back and see where he was totally moving in your life. He was doing things in his time. He is faithful. He is merciful. But just because God doesn't move the way we want him to move, when we want him to move, we can't see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I completely understand.
I think we go through those moments in our Christian walk.
Yeah.
And the way you put it, when you get to that moment, when you realize your faith is all you have.
And
now I see why you wanted me to hold on to this. So I'm going to read this. We actually read this on the morning show. And oops, as you hear my phone going off, because I am trying to... This is live and unedited. I'm trying to pull up a picture on my phone, and this is, I'm officially old now because I can't pull it up.
Do we need to get hold of your kid to help you?
Yes. Okay. I have it pulled up now. All right. I don't know if you can edit that out or not, but if you can.
I'm not gonna, but that's okay.
Here it is. It says, the truth is, in this world, it's a 100% guarantee that we will suffer. But at the same time, Jesus Christ is 100% certain to meet us, encourage us, comfort us, grace us with strength and perseverance, and yes, even restore joy in our lives. Yes, your Savior is 100% certain to be with you through every single challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I had to learn the hard way when I was going through my suffering, when I was going through my divorce, when I lost my dad. I was so, so sad. Like, you know how it is when you're going through a loss, when you're going mm-hmm. through a struggle, when you're in the valley. I thought I was alone. I thought God left me.
Right.
Jesus is with us through every single hurt, through every valley, through every heartache. And I know that there are a lot of Christians who's like my grandmother. My grandmother was that Christian who, even when she was sad and struggling, even when she was in the valley, she was just like, I know the Lord is with me.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm sad, I still have joy. I am not always that type of Christian.
No.
Even when my grandmother was facing her last days, she still had a smile on her face because she knew that Jesus was right there holding her hand.
Mm-hmm.
I am not always that type of Christian. Mm-mm. I can't see God's hand in things sometimes until after the fact.
Yeah.
I'm working on that. I am still a work in progress.
I think that's a lot of us, though.
Yes. But I do appreciate that we have a Savior who will love us through all of that, who will,
mm-hmm.
who is still at work in our hearts when we still can't see the value in him
right.
holding our hand through every struggle and every heartache. And when we can't see him at work, he is still there. Do
absolutely.
You know what I mean?
You know, you don't know your car is going to start every time you go and put the key in the ignition until it happens a lot of times, right? You go in, you get in your car, you hit the ignition, it starts right up. You begin to build a faith that every time you get in the car, it's going to start, you're going to be fine. You don't know how long to heat up your hot pocket before it either scalds your mouth or it's completely frozen until you've done it several times. Mm-hmm. Not to cheapen the experience of God, but we as human beings don't know that God is going to be there until we've experienced it. I would love to know, what is it your grandmother went through that her faith was so strong that no matter what was going on, she knew Jesus was with her? I want to know what she went through. The thing you just read just a minute ago, that there is a 100% confidence that Jesus will meet you. We read that. We have friends that tell us Jesus will meet you in your circumstance. But until we experience it, we don't trust it. We are that kind of individual. It's like, maybe I'm only talking about myself, but you've got to experience it in order to trust it. When you experience it, it builds your trust.
Yeah.
There's an amazing book called Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. Not just a book, but there's a whole Bible study. I mean, it's a full-blown study. It is amazing. And one of the most impactful things that Blackaby said is that if you have not experienced this kind of God real thing, where the faith rubber hits the road, if you've never experienced it, pray for it to happen, because it must happen in your walk with God.
Yeah.
In order for us to be stronger, right? We must go through things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another example when I was faced with the opportunity to switch from having a successful financial business and go into radio. They are not related. And here my wife has married a financial guy. We built a house when her husband was a financial guy. We started a family when her husband was a financial guy with his own business, right? And I come home one day and say, you know what? God's talked to me on my heart, and I'm going to sell the business and I'm going to go into radio.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how much does radio pay? Oh, yeah, no, I won't get paid for this.
No, not that much, I'm telling you.
Oh, and my first radio gig, I got paid nothing. Yeah. Zip, zilch, nada.
We you prayed have to have it. A love for radio to do it.
Well, yeah. And we prayed about it a lot. And God put on her heart that it was the right thing to do. So we moved forward. But there was a trust already established that when God spoke or when something significant came up and I sought God's guidance, that I could absolutely, completely, totally trust him. But if I had not gone through some of the things like what I had mentioned before, if I had not gone through that, I may not have trusted enough to say, yeah, you're right. This whole big thing that I've got going on, this successful thing, I'm gonna close that. And I'm going to go do something that I have zero knowledge, zero experience, some would say zero talent, but it's like nothing. I had no idea. I would not have had as much trust if I had not gone through that before. So that's the thing I'm talking about, is that there are times, and it's a good thing, when your faith must be tested.
Yeah. You wonder what my grandmother went through to make her faith so strong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what major things she probably went through. I can tell you she was faced with tons of adversity in her life. But I do know that every single time I would ask her, you know, you've been faced with this, you've been faced with that, how can you smile through it? She would just always say, because God got me through the next thing, I'm able to smile.
Yeah.
And she would always say, and you know, she's from the old school, you know, and she would say, you know, when you trust Jesus and when you have faith in Jesus, you can put a smile on your face and you can have this joy, that mm-hmm. that deep down joy that nobody else can take away, and that you can have this assurance that you will get through anything.
Right. Exactly.
This is an assurance that you have. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I just think she is just one of those believers that just had that steadfast faith in the Lord, that no matter what she was going through, no matter what she was faced with, that God would get her through. I just think that was her. That was who she was. She just put her faith solely in him. And that's not to say that she never doubted. That's not to say that she never had her moments. And she would have her moments, but she would turn it around. And she may have her like moment of worry, but she would pick herself up and pull it together. Jesus has me. He's got me, and move on. And I use her as an example because I want a faith like that. And I am strong enough to say that that's not me right now. Maybe strong enough isn't the word. I'm honest enough with myself to say that I am not always that faithful. I want to be, but I'm not always, because I worry a lot. Yeah. And I panic and I'm fearful sometimes. And it takes me getting through the thing and then looking back and saying, oh,
I see what you did there.
I see what you did there, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you for that. Okay, next time I'm not going to be as fearful. And next time I'm going to be more trusting. And then here I am again. And then I'm like, okay, I saw what you did that last time and I'm a little scared this time.
Right.
But I know you can do it. But, you know, the human in me, like I said, I'm a work in progress, and I want that mustard seed faith, and I want that faith like my grandma had, but I'm still, you know, working on that day by day, and I don't know when that's going to happen for me.
It may be the thing that you deal with all the time.
I trust in God, and I know he's got me, but like when I'm going through some stuff, sometimes it takes a smack in the head for me. It really does. But like you, there have been moments that, especially when my father passed away, I remember this one moment when I was sick of the phone calls. I appreciated the phone calls.
Oh, family and friends?
I appreciated the food, the phone calls, the cards. I appreciated everything. But I just remember one day, I was crying so hard. I was just in this moment of grief, and I fell to my knees, and I was just like, God, this hurts so bad. Like, I don't want anybody to say anything else. Just, God, take this pain away from me.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's just you and me right now. God, just make me better. Take this pain away. And I fell asleep praying, and I woke up, and I was in the best mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I want to get to the point, like you said, I want to get to the point where when I'm praying, I'm not praying to God to have this outcome.
Right? Yeah.
Dear God, here's my problem. And God, here's my solution. Okay. Yeah. So I've given you all the ingredients. If you would please bake the cake and hand it to me, I would be so very happy if you would give me this outcome. I have gotten to the point where I pray and say, okay, this is the situation. Here's what I'd love to have happen. Just between you and me, God, you know, we got a little time together here. This is how I would like to have it happen. However, if that is not your will, then show me what your will is and then give me the strength to experience it, whatever it is. I mean, I think C.S. Lewis wrote that we're not afraid whether or not God will answer our prayer, we are concerned about how painful that answer is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that entirely. But I have gotten to the point where it's like, okay, I've been through some of the worst pain I have ever felt emotionally in my life. God got me through it. I really don't think there's anything that I can go through that's worse than that. So, God, I trust you. Whatever it is that you've got in mind, I trust you. If it's not the outcome that I think it should be, it's the outcome you think it should be, and that's what's best.
You know what I picture?
Mm.
I picture God standing up there with his arms crossed while we're trying to tell him how we want our prayers answered, and he's like, okay, are you done?
Thanks for listening. If you have questions or comments, send them to podcast@spiritfm.com. This is a production of Positive Alternative Radio.
The Jesus Fix It podcast is brought to you by Mardell Christian Education Stores, which provide a vast selection of faith-based products and supplies for both classroom and homeschool teachers. You can find Mardell exclusive brands in their education, church supply, and gift departments, you know, like Renewing Minds and The Brainery. Toys for the kiddos from Melissa and Doug, science and craft activity kits, they're all 30% off. And you can view their weekly ad and what's on sale anytime you like by simply downloading the Mardell app.
Good to Go is another encouraging podcast you'll love. Join host Christian Suter weekly as he tracks down people doing good things for others. You'll be inspired and reminded that there's always something good going on when you search Good to Go wherever you get your podcasts.